When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good way to close it out, Darius. Little Tribe, old school Bonita Applebaum, and she is the bomb. Welcome back. Merry Christmas to one and all. G&D here on the fan. Linnell in for GP. One more segment until we are out of here. All right. It is the annual tradition, the all-request impression line, and it's open for you. 800-636-1067. Tweet me at Funny Danny. Some good suggestions coming in there. If you're in the YouTube chat, hit me up. We've compiled the list. We're going to try to go through them. But, Linnell, you said you had something you wanted to get off your chest. Do you want me to do?
This is rather embarrassing because we laughed so hard during the break that I genuinely forgot. It was Ron Rivera related, I would say. It was someone
Okay.
It was someone that you had already done.
Oh.
Okay, here it was. It was, and this may be a little edgy. I believe that when Dan Snyder told Ron Rivera that he had the keys to the entire organization, I think the meeting ended there. Ron signed, told Dan say nothing more, and ran out to the car. I wanted you to do Ron telling his family that Washington gave him not only the head coach job, but also the keys to the franchise too, to be the town.
Hey, Stephanie, you're not going to believe it, okay? They're going to pay me to not do much. Okay, they really are. So when the DEA comes to raid the building, okay, I'm not going to be there. It's on a Friday. Okay, I know head coaches don't do much on Friday, but I bet your ass GMs do. Am I going to the Senior Bowl? No. Okay, I'm going to be where my feet are, and that's not there. We had one. Let's go through some of these here.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach Spencer Carberry discussing breakfast options.
Okay.
Joins the Junkies every week. Was it Wednesdays that Coach Carbs comes on, I think? I think it's Wednesday mornings with Coach Carbs. If you haven't heard Coach Carbs, sorry. This won't make as much sense to you. But if you have, it's obviously it's somewhere in here. The most important thing for us right now is to be accountable for our breakfast options. We've got a number of them. You can go to the waffle station. Obviously, you don't want to overcook your waffle. It's got a timer on there. But if you put too little batter, you can burn your waffle. That's obviously, you know, too much carbs for most folks. But as long as you're, you know, balancing that with some fruit and some protein, maybe some eggs, you know, if there's cheesy eggs available, there's an omelet chef as well. So we're here at the hotel. So I would try to get yourself a lot of nutrition so we can be accountable in the offensive zone. Boom. Sean McVay explaining to a toddler that it's bedtime. Sean McVay explaining to a toddler that it's bedtime.
And so right now we haven't done a real good job of following the rules and getting ourselves ready for night-night, okay? So we're going to have to brush, you know, all of our teeth in there. We're going to get them scrubbed. Obviously, we've got toothpaste for that. So, sorry, I slipped into Canadian right there. Let me try that again. You hear that? Like, there are little echo cards.
I'm about to say,
You hear that?
You take a break in between.
So right now we're obviously not doing a great job with getting our teeth brushed, okay? We want to be accountable there. Let's make sure we attack our teeth with great energy and great discipline, okay, as we kind of get off our butt and put our PJs on. Okay, if there's a night-night story that's coming if you do your job well, and obviously we want to attack our sleep and get great sleep and be disciplined tomorrow morning, okay?
There we go. That's Sean McVay.
Wow.
The cast, so what do you want to do with Family Guy, Darius? That was yours. Do you care?
Just something with Stewie. I want Stewie. Let's get Stewie's breakdown on the Commanders.
Yes. That's a great name for a football team. Really inspiring. Yeah. So a man who's deplorable named you on a whim. A couple of tourists who are no longer here. Yes, yes, go with Commanders. Oh, that'll get the people ginned up. That's quite exciting. Yes.
Actually, Stewie, I think it's a pretty good name.
Of course you do, fat man. Listen, do you hear that? That's the sound of no one liking the name. Okay, change it. No, it's good. No, I promise you it's good. Yeah, but anyway, they've got Jaden Daniels. He's delightful. Yes.
Now.
I knew you wanted it, right? Thank you. Let's get through these here. Tony Soprano talking to Sean Smith. Who's Sean Smith? He's a wide receiver. He dropped the pass, apparently. Do we know who Sean Smith is? Who does he play for?
Sean Smith, the corner?
Apparently, this guy wants, maybe he's a fan of a college team where Sean Smith dropped a pass. I'm not sure. So what I'm going to do, because I'm not sure who Sean Smith is, respectfully, get the dump button ready because Tony curses. Okay? Tony Soprano talking to a wide receiver to drop the pass.
Jesus Christ, you cost me $1,500. Catch the ball. When it comes your way, squeeze it. Use your freaking hands. You got one job. Run the route. Catch the ball. Oh, Christopher.
And Tony Soprano talking to the guy that dropped the pass. Not as well received in the room. Okay, a lot of stairs. Fine, whatever. It's fine. It's actually pretty good, but nobody gave me credit for it. Brendan Dar, who hates this segment, is tweeting now pretending that he likes the segment.
Okay, hey, Dar.
Well, I love you, buddy. Miss you. He says Donald Trump explaining Lord of the Rings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Show we're going to talk about it. Show called Lord of the Rings, okay? The wonderful Sauron is an eye. He's looking. He sees everything. He sees so well, but you don't give him credit. So little tiny Frodo, he's from Hobbiton. He gets a ring. He didn't do anything to earn it. He just sort of gets it from an older fellow who had a birthday. Anyway, so there's a wizard who's very weak who gets beat by a Nazgul. They go on a journey. They end up in a riverland, Rivendell, with the elves who could do so much. They could just call the eagles, but they don't do it. And so they go on a drip, and eventually he falls into the mud, and they lose it. Not so good. 1 out of 10. There's your Donald Trump talking about Lord of the Rings.
Your Donald Trump is, wow.
Very strong. Very, very strong. Yes, we're going to do so well.
I'm picking up on, like, your lead-ins.
There's nuances. I'm taking notes. You see, there's a couple little things. Yes. Right? This is for you. talked about this one down for earlier. Deion Sanders simply repeating the name Travis Hunter.
We talking about Travis Hunter. That's Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter. Hold on, baby girl. That's Travis Hunter.
Hold on, baby
girl. Knock, knock. Who's there? Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter on offense, defense, special team. Travis Hunter.
That's Travis Hunter. Jacob, I'm going to try this one, buddy. Let's see if I can do this. What do you got, Jacob?
Hey, I got Macho Man Randy Savage telling The Rock that he burnt Santa Claus's Christmas cookies.
Okay. It has been a long time since I've really done a Rock impression. Because I could sort of do, The Rock says that. I can do the promo version. But his regular delivery is harder to do. I wonder if I can do that. I have a pitch over that. Okay. Try this.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you what happened to your cookies, man. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, your cookies are burned, man. Yeah. Macho Man left them in the oven for too long, man. They're burnt to a crisp.
The Rock says this. Do you think the cookie? It doesn't matter if the cookies are burnt for Santa. I don't know. I tried.
That was a tremendous savage. And the Rock was good, too.
It's all right. Let me see. Charles Barkley discussing whether pineapple should be on pizza. Deep dish or hand-tossed? From Larry.
Okay, and first of all, like I say, you can put almost anything edible on top of a pizza. The people that say you can't do it, I could pick up olives right now, put them on top of the pizza, Ernie. You can do anything, but it's not as tasty. You see what I'm saying? The people that want to make a rule, that's not a good rule, Ernie. You could just put on pineapple. You could put on avocado. You could put on a shoe if you could eat it. If you could eat a shoe, Ernie, you could put that on a pizza. And hand toss is better than the deep dish. Back to you, Kenny.
Boom.
Wow.
People want me to do Grant. I can't do Grant. I've never been able to. I would love to be able to. I can't. Let's see. Anybody else before we move on?
So
going once.
I get a kick for, is Al Michaels in your bag?
No. I can only do the, here we go. Like, that's it.
It's just
that little sound, like the most exciting play in the world is happening. Fourth down and good. Like, that's
here we go.
Yeah, that's it. Here we go.
Here we go. Like,
that's all.
Darius, can you find what I just did? Is that a possibility that it's caught?
So, you know what's funny, by the way?
It's caught.
I just got a comment on the YouTube thing. One guy goes, hey, your Barkley's pretty good.
FanDuel thought the same.
I was going to say, you may have seen me in some commercials.
Danny Routier?
Yeah. Yes, that's all I'll say. You know what? I can't say anything else. I don't want to get in trouble. But yes, I did a series of commercials already. I was on TNT as Charles Barkley, talking to Charles Barkley. So yes.
Did he miss that?
I think he did. I think he didn't realize. It's not his fault, but it's like, hey man, it's pretty good. I'm like, yeah.
You're a little late, but hey.
It is. It's pretty good, I would say. Shaq, Barkley, and Eddie Murphy debating who the best narrator of the generation is, Morgan Freeman, Liv Schreiber, or David Attenborough, or James Earl Jones. Wow. Okay. Okay, so Shaq. Okay, let me say it first of all. It's David Attenborough. That he is so funny. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Eddie Murphy. Most important narrator of all time. He's gotta be Liv Schreiber. Liv Schreiber set the stage. Liv Schreiber of HBO. Liv Schreiber is the Red and Dawn daughter, a big man, and one of the peoples. Come at me. Come see me, Chuck.
Okay, Ernie. The greatest narrator of all time is Darth Vader. The guy that played Darth Vader. No, the guy that played James Earl Jones was played by Darth Vader. People don't know that. Darth Vader used to be Anakin Skywalker, and he fell to the dark side, Kenny, and he lost a hand, and he's a robot. And that man also plays James Earl Jones. People don't know that about him. He's a great narrator. Back to you, Kenny. There we go. Whew. That was busy.
Wow.
That hurt my head a little bit.
Narrator. How did you?
Well, if you want to do Chuck, you gotta
burk some words now.
So a couple different things to do, Chuck. A, like the voice, whatever. But like, you gotta take a sniff breath. You ready? Hold on. Lionel. That's what he would say. Lionel. That's Lionel Dillingham. He used to be the coach of Notre Dame, but you don't call him on it. But now he doesn't do it. Lionel, talk on the radio. Back to you. Like, you know what I mean? You have to do kind of the little bit of whatever it is a little bit off. I had a bit I was going to do. I've done so much Trump already, but I was going to do a Lionel Willingham show called, he calls himself the youngest in charge, but Toby's younger. Nobody talks about it. You don't call him on it because you're dishonest. Excuse me. Like, I was going to do that. But it's already been asked.
All right. Oh, my God.
I think that's it. That's we're good, right? Thank you, all.
That
Thank
was
you.
Impressive.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Can you...
Your third attention star.
Can I have just... I have one small request.
But we kind of closed the window there, Linnell, but, you know, it's the, I guess it's your time.
Couple minutes left in the show. Mm-hmm. Although it's like it would be, like, forbidden to do this, I guess. But
oh, no.
Can you finish the show as Kevin Sheehan? Can you please? I can't get enough of the Sheehan.
So, all right. All right, so right now, Christmas, according to the Sharps, the Christmas holiday is 2.5 points under New Year's. Hammer the over. I can't do the whole thing. I can't do two more minutes. Yes. It kills my throat.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
It's so hard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to close the show this way, though. So thanks to everybody that tweeted, that called in and gave me the ideas and stuff. It's a lot of fun. I always enjoy doing that. If you guys like me doing it, I'll do it. If you don't, then I'll still do it anyway because I love the attention. I also have a wheel. I have a whole wheel where I do this kind of stuff. We got a couple minutes left before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Do they beat Atlanta on Sunday?
Oh, God.
See, I feel the same way. Like, I just don't know.
I have no... If for you to trust anyone that trusts this team, what else do you trust in this world? Is how I would say it.
Mm-hmm.
But the number one thing that scares me about this weekend is Bijan Robinson, like in the weapons. And now that you have me thinking that the pass defense thinks, I'm also not thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do, just because it's one of those games they get revved up for, just because it's winning in situation. I'm sure DQ has got winning in on like people's bumper stickers now. Probably put winning in on the bottom of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not confident that they beat Atlanta, but they got a shot. If you had to inject me with truth serum right now and actually what I truly think, I think they do it, but they do it in an unimpressive way that leaves us worried about the postseason.
Yeah, so I said about the Philadelphia game that I thought they would lose it. I thought it'd be gross and we'd be left with more questions than answers. That's not what happened, obviously. But I don't know if that's like Tennessee in a sea of they didn't play that well before and after. And yeah. That's Tennessee's kind of the one-off. Now I'm not really sure what to expect, to be honest with you. I know they're going to fight. I just don't know if they have the horses. So I'm as optimistic as any Washington fan can be that they beat Atlanta. So, okay, we're pretty much out of here, pretty much out of time.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy. It was Merry fun Christmas to hang out with you today.
For sure.
Really appreciate it. And for you guys, a little bit of a long soliloquy here. For Max, for Darius, for all you guys listening to the show. This is my last show of the year. Grant will be back later in the week. We got you covered. Plenty of fun stuff to come. This is my 15th year on the radio to the station I grew up listening to.
Wow.
So all the legends and everybody that kind of paved the way for some self-centered little loudmouth to try to avoid getting beaten up, which is what I did to you know, that was what funny was, and that's what trying to play good at sports was, or whatever, was just so I didn't get picked on. And the idea that I get to do this every day is so beyond remarkable and so beyond awesome that I really am eternally grateful to it. So if you hate my guts, if you love me, anything in between, if you check out the show at all, it's kind of what I always asked for. It's what I always wanted. And it is a treat to be able to do it, and it means the world to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. So Merry Christmas to one and all. Have a great, 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 outstanding Christmas. Happy, healthy in the new year. And I will talk to you in not too distant future. But it is an honor. And again, thank you. And I really, really do mean that. So sincerely, from all of us here at 106.7 The Fan, have a wonderful Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for coming.